with both great events, outstanding achievements, as well as with deeds that are damaging. One can look and find causes leading up to them, but nevertheless, those moments in themselves have an impact that can be marked, that can be pondered. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 147, Pitfalls and Good Deeds. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
If there is a work of art that best captures the founding of America, it is John Trumbull's depiction of the presentation of the Declaration of Independence to Congress. Among the committee standing at the center, we see Jefferson holding the Declaration and John Adams next to him, with Franklin adjacent. As David McCullough describes in a wonderful article in the Wall Street Journal, the smaller, more exquisite version hangs in the Yale Art Museum, while the larger, more famous work can be seen today in the rotunda of the Capitol. What is striking is that originally, when Trumbull was working on this project, John Adams was not all that excited about it. And we must understand the reason for his reserve. A work of art, such as this, presents one single moment as equivalent to the making of America, whereas John Adams understood that the Revolution was the work of many throughout the years, and that the moment of the Declaration was building on so many who had come before. Thus Adams wrote to John Trumbull, quote, "I have been informed that one of the greatest talents of a painter is a capacity to comprehend a large space and to proportion all his figures to it. Truth, nature, fact should be your sole guide. Let not our posterity be deluded by fictions under pretense of poetical or graphical licenses. Now, sir, as I have taken the liberty of friendship to preach to you, I ask your indulgence for a question or two. Who of your profession will undertake to paint a debate or an argument? Discussions in the legislature we call debates. The disputes in the tribunals of justice we call arguments. Who will paint the arguments in the council chamber in Boston in the month of February 1761? Between Mr. Gridley and Mr. Otis, upon the question of writs of assistance. I dare not draw the characters of Gridley or Otis. The latter, as if he had been inspired with a spirit of prophecy, laid open to the view of a crowded audience all that has since happened in America. Here the revolution commenced." So Adams writes, and he goes on. And the point is clear. There were so many debates, so many cases made, so many speeches, an incredible amount of orations that put forward the cause of the revolution before it actually happened, in finality with the Declaration. Adams' problem is persuasive, but the truth is, it is still a great work, and we are to be grateful that Trumbull engaged in its creation. Because while the Declaration did build on so many that came before, as well as the actual debate that unfolded in Independence Hall leading to that moment, nevertheless, it was that moment in which America emerged. True, there were many causes that came prior to it, and July 2nd to July 4th and all that took place then built on those earlier occasions. But those that put their name on the Declaration understood that they, and only they, could be tried for treason because of their signatures. They knew that this was a moment unlike those that had come before, one that was indebted to earlier actions, and yet still one unlike any other. With both great events, outstanding achievements, as well as with deeds that are damaging, one can look and find causes leading up to them. But nevertheless, those moments in themselves have an impact that can be marked, that can be pondered. And with the Revolution, the Declaration is itself a document that marks a moment that changed the world. Indebted to other actions, certainly, but still important on its own. As a metaphor, in order to further this point, I would, in perhaps an unexpected exegetical endeavor, look to a mitzvah which pertains to damages. The Torah in Shemot, in Exodus, describes what is called in both biblical and later rabbinic law as a bor, a pit, one who creates a public danger by digging or opening a hole in a public thoroughfare. This is chapter 21, verse 33. V'chi yiftach ish bor, o ki yichre ish bor. if one opens a pit, or if one digs a pit, v'lo yichasenu, and does not cover it, v'nafal shama shor or chamor, and an ox or a donkey falls in it, bal habor yishalem, the one that created the pit shall pay, kesef yashiv li balav, v'amet yelo, he must give restitution to the owner of the animal, and he may keep that which has died. This is what is known in rabbinic law as a bor birushut harabim, a pit that causes a danger in the presence of the public. And in discussions regarding responsibility for such damages, the Talmud gives us the fascinating case of a pit created by two individuals. One digs most of the pit, and yet, after that digging is done, the pit is not deep enough to truly cause damage. Then another comes and adds just a little bit to the depth of that very same danger to the public, thereby making it deep enough to truly do damage. It is the one that seemingly did less that is responsible. In Talmudic law of torts, even if one, as it were, extended the actions of another, furthered what another had begun, it is the final act that brought about the harm, and that is the one responsible. This is for us, I think, not only a law of damages, but a lesson in life. Not only for acts that harm, but also for their opposite. One can build on that which has come before, for ill or for good, and those actions have an effect all their own. And if this is true for one who causes harm, it ought to inspire us to ponder what that can mean for one who seeks to heal. The Jewish singer Yosef Karduner has a song with words that I believe come from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. If you believe that you are able to do damage, believe that you are able to fix. As we seek to do good, we will build on that which has come before. And, in that sense, the work of others will continue through us. But we will find opportunities to create an impact in our own way, with those actions having an importance that is singular and for this moment. At times, just a little bit can have an incredible impact. For if you believe that one with just a little bit of digging can do damage, just think how much one can heal in an act. In the end, as I believe I described in an article published recently by the American Enterprise Institute, John Adams saw the painting and was taken back to the moment of the declaration. He said, "There is the door through which Washington escaped when I nominated him as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army." It was a moment that had an importance all its own, even as it built on what had come before. We may not be signing declarations that will change the world, but we too ought to think about how we can build on good that came before, how we can build on actions prior to us, and how an act in one moment can have an enormous effect. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.